Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and I'll be with you for the next 3 hours. Between 1 and 2, we've got Cindy McLeish, our local Member of Parliament, coming in, as she normally does, not to talk politics, but to tell us what's been going on in the last month since we spoke to her, all around the different groups and that. So we'll hear from Cindy, and then between 2 and 3, we've got Bronwyn to come in and talk about that pesty Queensland fruit fly, which we've got to try and keep out of the Yarra Valley, and she'll give you some ideas as to how to do that and what we all should do. But it's the fourth Wednesday of the month, and of course, being the fourth Wednesday of the month, between 12 and 1, we have Siri in. Now, I know people get sick of me saying it, but people still make mistakes. Siri is C-I-R-E. But we've got somebody with us today who's never been with us before, and it's AJ. Welcome, AJ.
Hi, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Now, in the past, you've been the one that's organised the guest speakers to come in and for me to interview, but today you've decided to come in the lion's den and be part of it yourself.
Yeah, you can say decided, or you could also say that I couldn't organise anyone else to take my place, whichever you prefer.
Well, I'll go the first one.
Okay, thank you.
AJ, first of all, I've got to ask you, and I ask this of everybody who comes in the first time, what's your title down there?
Yeah, pretty long one. So I'm a Senior Manager of Marketing, Communications and Partnerships. So manage marketing, so our outreach for people to come and be aware of our services, all communications involved with that. And partnerships is really, seeking grants so that we can put on our show and deliver our programs to the community, as well as look at our philanthropic arm of our business to try and attract people to see the good we do in our community and have them, allow us to enhance our services.
And I guess, like everything else, the grants and probably the trusts as well seem to be getting tougher and tougher to be able to get money out. There's less and less money to go around, and I guess so it's become a harder job to write these grants, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, very competitive out there. So, and really targeting, opportunities for us that enhance what we do. That's the key. We want to build off, all the work we've done in the community over the last nearly 50 years now and improve our services as opposed to, using the grant funding to come up with a new concept. We've got a really solid foundation and we want to grow off that.
All right. So now, when we were in last, everybody knows I love this teddy bears picnic. Oh, you've got a few events coming up, AJ. Can you just tell us what they are? First of all, you've got to tell us about the teddy bears picnic. And secondly, I asked Helen when she was in last time, are you taking your teddy bear too?
Of course. I've got to pick which one. I've got a few to pick from. But yes, we've got teddy bears picnic coming up. So that's October the 22nd on Tuesday morning. And it's really, in the middle there of Children's Week, which is what we're celebrating, particularly through our early learning centres. So Teddy Bears Picnic is a wonderful event for our community. It's at Yarra Junction Oval once again this year.
At the Yarra Junction Oval?
Yes, it is, at the Oval. Yeah. So we'll have, a range of activities for the children to come and engage and celebrate Children's Week with us. As you said, bring your teddy bears, come along. There's show bags. Make sure you do register. All the details you can find on our website as well. It's Siri, C-I-R-E, as you mentioned off the top, .org.au.
And if you didn't get that down, we'll get AJ at about 5 to 1 just to give you all the contact details. So if you have your pen and pencil ready. So what else have you got coming up too, please, AJ?
Yeah, so as part of Children's Week, a new event this year, we're going to have at our Siri Early Learning Centre in Mount Evelyn. We're going to have an art exhibition, and this is to display our children's artwork to celebrate the 100 languages of children, which is inspired by the Reggio Emilia approach, which is the approach that we adopt in our childcare centres.
And who is going to supply the paintings? Like, are they your own people or...?
The children in our centres.
These are students?
Yeah, yep. So the children will and have been working throughout the year on their magnificent pieces of art to demonstrate, to really show their experience in our childcare centres. So it'll be a great opportunity, bring your children along and see the learning approach that we take in our childcare centres.
And what was the date again, please?
So that one there is on Thursday, the 24th of October.
24th of October, yeah.
5:30 till 7 p.m. So come down before or after dinner and have a look at our art exhibition. It'll be a fantastic event.
Sounds good. All right, another one?
Another one, so Halloween.
Oh, yeah, now this is down Yarra Junction, isn't it?
Yeah, so you're going to dress up this year for us, Alan?
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
Okay, we'll get a costume for you. So Halloween Street Party is on again this year, obviously on the 31st of October. It's a Thursday this year from 4 p.m. till 7. Bookings for this one are essential to ensure that your children get our giveaway show bags. So we do have a limit of 2,000 show bags, and last year they were claimed in no time. So we encourage you all, please do register to attend with your children for the event. The whole Yarra Junction there, like last year, will be a hub of excitement. Activations, all the local businesses will be getting involved again. And down at the Yarra Junction Oval, we'll have our reptiles on display once again. So, you know, the local community have really bought into this event. It's fantastic. So we're really excited. Just over a month away now, so.
All right, just got to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more. So have your paper and pencil ready, apart from telling you that the contact details, as AJ tells you about these things, just write them down and support them. It's going to be some great times coming up.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story. I'm beyond the archetype. I won't just conform. No matter how you shake my core. Cause my roots, they run deep. Oh, oh yes, a little faith. Don't doubt it, don't doubt it. Victory is in my veins.
Talking to AJ from Siri Services, C-I-R-E. Now, just before we keep on going, I guess while we're going to talk about some new courses that are either just coming up or going on, I guess also if you're a grandparent today and you know a lot about their It's not a special schools. There are specialist schools for, and each child has their own learning program associated to them. And the reason why I mention that, we're now talking just about September's nearly gone. So you'd need to, if you're a grandparent and you think your grandchild would benefit, you need to start talking to your son or daughter or whoever they are and suggest that they start to look at them, because I guess enrolment's going to fill fairly fast, aren't they, AJ?
Yeah, absolutely. As you touched on there, our community school is unique in the way that it is very different from mainstream schooling.
And it's designed to be that.
Absolutely it is, yeah. It provides opportunities for people who don't fit into the mainstream schooling education system, for whatever reason that may be, and they vary. But as you said, each student comes in and they have a dedicated individual learning program for them. Extremely well supported through wellbeing, our schools are. Yep. Very high ratios of wellbeing staff and learning assistants to students. Our classrooms are smaller in size to mainstream schooling, and it's all by design.
And a lot smaller classes too.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
all right, I didn't mention that because you're starting talk the end of September. You know, the places are filled. Anyway, let's get on to what we want to talk about. You've got some new courses that you want to talk about.
We certainly do. So there's two new courses that we're about to kick off. So if you are interested, now's the time to get in touch with us through our website. You'll find all the details on there, but I'm happy to talk through two of them. Two different industries. So one's in the tourism and hospitality industry. And the other one's in that early learning space, which
in
is...
In the tourism and hospitality, do you get to work in the coffee van?
Of course you do. Of course. What fun would it be if you don't get in our food truck? So that course there, tourism and hospitality, we'll touch on now. So it's... In total, it's 12-day. It's a 12-day course run over a number of weeks. It commences on October the 21st. And as you said, Alan, barista skills, master of the art, of not on the run, so the food truck is stationary. You don't have to make it while it's moving.
Yep.
But master the art of coffee making. You know, customer service is in there as well as food safety. So responsible service of alcohol is really important these days as well, quite strict, a lot of venues. So basically you get all the tools and all the skills that are required for you to be job ready.
And not only, because I did the RS... responsible serving of alcohol with Siri a couple of years ago, and I paid for it, so that's okay, I can mention it. but it's not only for the paid job. There are a number of organisations. I don't get paid for anything I do, but even the community organisations, if they're selling alcohol and you're serving the alcohol, you must have the RSA.
Yeah, absolutely. You must have one. So that's where this course is designed, to really have you job ready. So you can just step into an organisation. We're currently building relationships with local businesses so that it's a feeder program for them. There's obviously the industry and hospitality are looking for employees.
Nearly every restaurant you walk past is looking for people, whether they be baristas not only waiting staff, but to work in the kitchen, there's plenty of opportunities.
Correct.
Now, you have another course too.
We do. This one's in early learning, and this is a Certificate 2 in Early Childhood Education and Care, and it's really a pathway course into the industry. It's extremely relevant at the moment, I suppose, with federal government announcing wage increases in the industry across the board.
And new places opening up almost weekly.
Everywhere, so you almost can't drive past one when you go to the local shops these days. So it's really a great opportunity. There's new reforms coming in Victoria as well with mandatory or Best Start, Best Life program, where they're increasing the number of hours for early childhood in the 3 and 4 year old kinder space. So the job opportunities are there already, and they're only going to grow. This is a certification too. It's backed by the Victorian state government as well. So we've developed this program in consultation with them, the state government, and it's really a really innovative program.
And you can almost guarantee, I mean, we can't give any guarantees, but if you perform pretty well particularly in that course, you can almost guarantee you'll get a job.
Almost guarantee, yes, absolutely. And the benefit of going through or training with Siri as well is that we have our own early learning centres, so it is a direct pathway, if you like.
There's a possibility
into employment.
There too.
So, yeah, there is a shortage, and every childcare that you speak to, they'll probably tell you that it's difficult to attract and retain staff. Yeah. We've got it right here for you.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Was Tina Arena, and the reason why I paid Kate Perry before, of course, she's now going to be the entertainment at the grand final on next Saturday, but also she's going to have an Australian lady as a special guest, and I don't have any prearranged knowledge, but someone suggested that maybe that last singer might be the other person. Ivan, I've got your request coming up. We didn't get it played on Sunday. We played another one for you, but the one you really wanted is coming up, and it's the old Dave Dudley in 6 Days on the Road. Anyway, we're here talking to AJ from Siri. AJ, Jabe, we were talking about the couple of new courses that you've got, but you have ongoing courses too, such as we did mention the RSA as part of that tourism one, but it doesn't have to be. You can just do that by itself, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We offer some of these standalone courses as well. So as part of that, tourism and hospitality, it combines a few of these as well as some additional courses, but you can just do, as you mentioned, the RSA. course.
Which is a one-night course.
Yes, it is. Yeah. really short, but they're really important courses. We also have our CPR course, and there's also a first aid course as well. And back in the hospitality, there's the, you know, hygienic practices for food safety. So there's
Food safety by itself, though, too, can't you?
Yes, yeah. That's what I was mentioning there. So.
And if you're running a barbecue or something, even if it's a charity barbecue, you still need, someone needs to have the food safety, don't they?
Yep, definitely you do. So that's where these are really handy. Great for local sporting organisations too, where you can choose a number of these. We do group bookings and we do offer discounts for group bookings as well.
Yep.
So, it's a great opportunity to do refresher courses or put a team through.
And I think most of them are held in Lilydale, am I right about that?
Yeah, so our training facility is in Lilydale on John Street there, so quite convenient.
Which is the old car dealer, isn't it?
That's the school, is the old car dealer. So a little bit further up the road, there's a two-level building. Services Australia is actually on the bottom level and we occupy the top level. So we're on level one there, 7 to 9 John Street.
Because when I did mine, you were down on the main street.
Yes.
Upstairs there.
Yeah.
And look, particularly with the first aid, you never know when you're going to come across the opportunity when you can, and it can be within your own family that all of a sudden you need the first aid. I think it's a terrific course, and probably everybody should do that. And again, I know AJ just mentioned it, but I'm a volunteer somewhere, and I had to get an RSA just because we sell alcohol, and a lot of the sporting groups and that. You need the RSA. I think the fines are horrific if you get caught without one.
Yes, they are. Well, they can be. So always responsible service of alcohol is really, really important.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and talk about this hub down in Yarra Junction.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. As the speed's on ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears and a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seemed like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is the checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. As a flame from a stack and that smoke's blowing black as coal. Hometowns are coming inside. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Now, AJ, we've been with Siri the whole way through the building of this hub down at Yarra Junction. We heard all about it before it was started. We've had various speakers in and they'd always tell us it was what stage it was at, and it's now up and running, isn't it?
Absolutely. Have you been yet?
No, I've been past it once.
Oh, you have to drop in. So, yes, our new early years learning hub is officially open. It opened a couple of months ago now. So we have a beautiful facility upstairs for our early learning centre where it's moved from the back of the premises into a brand new facility. So we've got 5 rooms there, increased capacity for our early learning centre, 2 much bigger play spaces, and all following that Reggio Emilia approach. So it's really, if you see it, you will be impressed.
Yep. And have you got any? I know you were looking for some practitioners downstairs, yeah. weren't you? Have you got any yet that we can tell people about?
We absolutely do. So we've got some tenants who are in there at the moment, which is great. So real specialised services. So we won't touch on who they are, but.
Can we touch on the sort of facility? What they offer, not who they are.
Yeah. So the organisation that's in there offers employment opportunities for people. Right. We've got a few others who are shortly will be moving in. So they're in the allied health space or the health space, if you like. Yep. With we're looking to attract, you know, speech pathologists and psychologists and things like that. It's really, these services exist in our community, but they don't really have an opportunity with, you know, state-of-the-art facilities for them to practice out of, and that's what we've provided them. So it will be a real, you know, hub of activity and a central point for people to come to. We also have some meeting rooms which are available there too.
Oh, and community groups can hire those, can't they?
Absolutely they can, yeah. Yep. So there's four rooms or they can be opened up into two larger ones available for hire. So whether you have a community group as a catch-up or if it's a more formal business organisation looking to hire a boardroom, we offer that facility as well, all with internet and teleconferencing in there as well.
So it sounds like a terrific opportunity, and they're available like nights and evenings and all that sort of jazz?
Yes, they are. So very flexible arrangements to hire. So you can hire them by the hour, half days or full days, and after hours as well. So,
Well, it certainly is. I mean, it's going to take a while to get off the ground, but once it gets going, it really is well-named the hub, isn't it?
It is, yes. It'll be... It's currently our early years learning hub, but it's really a business hub as well, which is what it'll turn into. So,
it's terrific. Now, I'm going to chuck a curly one at you. Have you got the date of the Christmas?
The Twilight Market?
Twilight Market. I just couldn't think of the word.
Yeah, you're putting me on the spot. Off the top of my head, it's the 29th of November. So that's I think that's a Friday. Yeah. I haven't checked, but I'll try and quickly have a look. But yeah, 29th of November. At Chirnside Park, where we have our Twilight Market. So we're, you know, full swing preparations for that evening as well.
And it's an opportunity too for people to buy Christmas presents, and they're very often buying from the people who have made those objects as well, aren't they? You're not supporting some multinational company. You're very often supporting mum or dad or the single mum or the single dad who's decided that I want to give this a go on the side, and they make some things as the opportunity there for Christmas presents, isn't there?
Yeah, it is a community market. That's what it is, and that's what we do, support our community and the people within our community. Yep. It's an opportunity for them to showcase their artistic flair as well, and for people like us to come along and who aren't as creative to, as you said, purchase gifts for our family members.
And no doubt the old coffee truck will be there.
Coffee truck will be there. There'll be a lot of food trucks there. So it's actually a great opportunity to come down. I took my family down there last time.
Yep.
And you can have a wander around and have dinner as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's usually in the afternoon or evening, isn't it?
So yes, correct.
You can stroll around at your leisure and also at the same time buy something for tea while you're there.
That's it. Daylight savings as well, so it'll stay light, and fingers crossed that Melbourne will put on a show with its weather. Can't promise that though. Bring your picnic rug and have dinner next to the Oval.
Can't do much better than that. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to be back with more. We want to, again, just before we go AJ will recap on the events that are coming up, just the dates and where they are. But I'll mention again about the enrolments of the school, because we might have more grandparents listening at this time of the day than young mums. But if you think that your child is not so much struggling at school, just doesn't want to go to school, dropped out a while ago and doesn't want to get back into it, I'd be sort of talking to Siri and then talking to the young person and see, I just think they might very well fit in down there.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
that was John Lennon and Slipping and Sliding. Should mention I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music Memories and More, hits of the 50s and 60s, and then I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a 60s rock and roll hit parade. Plenty of great music. Even though it's a long weekend, I'll be here. And, of course, if you're going away, you can stream us live on the 3Ws, yarravalleyfm.org.au. Click on Listen Now and you'll hear us. That's the same for all the other programs like Neil with Tracky Dax and Robbity Bob and with Country Gospel and Mark. So we'll all be here on Sunday and everyone will be here Friday and Saturday as well. So anyway, we're not here to talk about that so much at the moment. First of all, I know this sounds a bit dicky, two guys talking about ladies' clothing, but I'm a big supporter of FICE, and one of the reasons, which is the first impression clothing...
Exchange.
That's the word. I couldn't think of the word. Because there's a lot of ladies out there who, unfortunately, because of the way times are financially, have now got to go back and looking at jobs. And we all know that even though you're not supposed to discriminate, the person who walks in well-dressed and that certainly has a bit of an advantage. And also with FICE, I believe down there you can even get help with a CV and all sorts of things. So what I understand, and I'm hoping you're going to be able to tell me a bit more, a lot of it's new clothing. It's not an op shop in the form of an op shop where it's just secondhand, old secondhand. Some of them have been worn once or twice. You can get almost anything down there. So tell us a bit about it, please, and also where they are.
Yeah, so it, as you said, it's an opportunity for women to come in and really high-quality clothing. A lot of the time we get donations where tags are still on there with some nice
and
brands.
They are cheap.
They are, yes. That's the purpose of it, to support females, and it's really to support females to get back into the workforce. So we do offer the clothing store, yes, and that's one element of it where you can come in and purchase that clothing. The other part of it is the courses, and it's getting your resume ready, but also providing you with skills that you can get back into the workforce, whether that's interview preparation, whether that's skills in a retail environment. So there's volunteering opportunities through our FICE stores as well, where you can learn about, you know, merchandising, customer service, everything that goes into a retail job.
And if you volunteer down there, obviously that this will go on the CV as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really kicks off that experience part of your CV too, with all the experience you've done in the past, but it gives you that refresher too. So it's a brilliant program, one that is supported very strongly by our community. It's one that has some great stories. We run a couple of events a year. One in particular is our high tea, which was run earlier this year, where you get a really raw insight into some people's experience and how they can re-engage in the workforce. And a lot of people who go through the program with FICE do find that employment. Some of them are employed with Siri too now. And the mentorship that you get being a part of that program is something that I haven't seen offered a lot in this area.
Just got to take a quick break.
I pray for better days to come. I pray that I would see the sun. Cause life is so burdensome when every day the rainy one. Suddenly there's no more clouds, and I believe without a doubt that heaven sent an angel down. Then she turned my life around. You know and I know, friends come and friends go. Storms rise and winds blow. But one thing I know for sure, when it's cold outside, there's no need to worry, cause I'm so warm inside. The storm's outside, cause we're in love, I know it'll be alright.
so hard to find. We're terrorized and victimized. But that's when I close my eyes and think of you to ease my mind. You take me to another place. There's no more war, just love and grace. Maybe you restore my faith. I know this struggle's not in vain. You know and I know.
AJ, we've talked about a few things. We've talked about the Teddy Bears picnic and the art exhibition. So if you just, and Halloween, could you just run us through those dates and where they are again, please?
Yeah, not a problem. So as I said at the top, to celebrate Children's Week, we've got a few events. So we've got our Teddy Bears picnic, which is Tuesday, October 22nd, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. down at Yarra Junction Oval. We have our Early Learning Art Exhibition, which will be at our Siri Early Learning Centre in Mount Evelyn. That's on Thursday, October 24th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And to round it off, we've got Halloween Street Party, which is in Yarra Junction on Halloween, the 31st of October from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
So the last couple of weeks, you can entertain yourself with Siri, can't you? Between you've got the 22nd, the 24th and the 31st, all covered.
That's it. So we'll be a little bit busy, but it'll be great to have the community involved. And as I said, please do register for these events. There's great activations and some free giveaways, but we do need registrations, particularly with Halloween Street Party. Our show bags are limited to 2,000 and they will go.
Sounds really good. So get yourselves down there, dust off the teddy bear, particularly for the Teddy Bears picnic, because I think nearly every lady's got a teddy bear, and a lot of the guys still have them. I've got a daughter, and she got her, this particular daughter, she got hers when I think she was born, and she's travelled with that little teddy bear, it's only a little one, all over the world. Takes it everywhere she goes.
Still sleeps with it?
Maybe not. Yes, she does.
Yes, she does.
I think she does.
There you go.
I think she does. And particularly when she was overseas by herself, she always had it beside her. And she used to have his little head at the top of a backpack. Anyway, we're not here to talk about my family. all right, so now you've got us excited. How are we going to find out more about Siri?
So all the information for those, particularly for those three events and the training courses, which I mentioned off the top, you can find on our website. So it's Siri.org.au. So it's Siri.org.au. The three events that I mentioned will all be on our homepage. They'll filter through, or you can click through and register to attend. and the tourism and hospitality course, as well as the certification too in early childhood education and care. You can find more information about that on our website as well. So it's siri.org.au.
And if so, and if we've got people, pardon me, thinking about the school, so where are they going to find? Is that on the homepage and links to it there?
Yes, correct. You can find all information about our school on our homepage as well, with our four campuses spread out, three across Yarra Ranges and one in Berwick as well.
Hey, Joe, we're fast running out of time. Just give us very briefly your background, because you've been with Siri how long?
I've been with Siri for 1 year today, actually.
1 year. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
What have you done in the past?
In the past, I've worked in a few different sporting organisations, and I also worked for...
Doing what?
Predominantly in sponsorship. So assisting, seeking sponsorship and assisting brands to activate at particular events. So I worked at the Grand Prix Corporation, where we ran the F1 Grand Prix. Yeah, it was a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And the MotoGP down at Phillip Island.
Yep.
I've also worked in basketball. So I worked for Melbourne United Basketball Club and for one of the V8 supercar teams, Tickford Racing. So been around a little bit. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of sport. And then I moved into marketing with a marketing digital agency.
Oh, fair enough. So what took you to Siri?
Just the ability to make an impact on the community. Yep. It's not something that I really got with my other roles, but this one really stood out because we make a difference.
Yep.
We provide opportunities for people and services that are really required to people. So that was the key.
And Siri have been around for a long while, haven't they?
They have. Started in 1976, actually, so nearly 50 years.
Gee, big party when the 50 years is up.
Yes, so get ready, 2 years away, or a year and a half.
And I guess probably in about a year or in about 6 months you'll start planning, because those things take a long while to plan, particularly if you want to find all the old artefacts and stories and that. That doesn't happen in 5 minutes, does it?
No, not at all, not at all. It's actually quite a good shout-out. We are preparing for that, so if anyone does have a story they want to share, feel free to send it in to the team at Siri, because we will be collating a lot of stories from our humble beginnings.
And some people could also have things that they've picked up along the line, you know. I'm not too sure what I mean by that, but not stuff that's, you know, they might have got a prize or something from down there. So it's all the time, it's worthwhile, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be good. All right, look, AJ, it's great to have you with us. Thanks, AJ.
Thanks, Alan. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem.